Sanhedrin Perkei Mishnehei Imatsu lo zchus pitaru. If most of the dayanim find a reason to make him innocent, they potter him. Vimlav ma'avirin dino l'macher. And if not, they push off the din till tomorrow. Ha'im izdavgin zugos zugos. They go off in pairs, the Sanhedrin, so they can deliberate one to each other, like they have chavrusas. Mumatin b'machal, and they diminish their food. V'lo yashoysin yayin kol ayom. They don't drink wine the whole day. V'noysin v'noysin kol alayla. And they deliberate with each other all night. V'lo machros mashkinu v'anubaystin. And the next day, they get up. They get up early to go to Beistin. Ha'mezaka oimer, ani mezaka u'mezaka ani b'mkaymi. The mezaka says, person that says his final verdict is innocent. He says, I initially said innocent, and I stand in my place where I say that he's innocent. Now, it's important to know that a person, even though we said a malamed chova can't be malamed tzchus, that's just during the deliberations. When it comes to the actual gemar din, a dayan can choose to have whatever din he wants. He could initially say tzchus, and when it comes to the actual gemar din, dan him lechova. It's just that he can't deliberate later with the others lechova. But when it comes to the actual gemar din, which they're doing now, he can change his mind. But this case, the person said, that was the case, ani mezaka, mezaka ani b'mkoymi. V'mechayev aymer, ani mechayev, mechayev ani b'mkoymi. And the mechayev says, I chose his guilt yesterday, and I still stand by decreeing that he's guilty. Ha'malamed choyva, malamed tzchus. Ha'malamed tzchus, ani yochol achzor, malamed choyva. This is lagabi the deliberations. That yesterday, a dayan that was bringing proofs to be mechayev the person, if at night he found a schus, he can be chozer and teach others rayas for his schus. But person that was melamed schus can't go back today and be melamed chova. But that doesn't mean he can't judge him guilty, like I just said. To b'davar, if the dayanim made a mistake, that they forgot something from yesterday. Shnei soifrei adonim eskirin oisan. And this is one of the reasons for the soifrim. The soifrim would remind them what they wrote. Im matzulo schus, if all of them, even the ones that say guilty, they change their mind. And everybody now is saying he's innocent. Pitaruhu. They potter him. Vim lav. But if you still have people saying guilty, omdim laminyan. They stand to count. Shnei masar mezakin ve'chados ar mechayiv in zakai. 12 say innocent, 11 say guilty. He's innocent. You just need a majority of one for his innocence. Shnei masar mechayiv ve'chados ar mezakin. 12 says chayiv. 1 says zakai. Vafilu achados ar mezakin ve'chados ar mechayiv in. In both of these cases, you do not have a majority of innocence, but you also don't have a majority of guilt of two. Because here you had either 12 guilty, 1 innocent, or the second case is even 11 innocent, 11 guilty, and one person doesn't know. And even if you have 22 say innocent, or 22 say guilty, and one says he doesn't know, Yosifu Hadayanin. You have to add dayanim, and you always add two, like you said before, that they should be able to deliberate with each other. Even though it doesn't really make sense, because if both of them say innocent or guilty, you know what the outcome is going to be, because you know you already have a majority of one or the other. Nevertheless, we still need a beis din of at least 23, and when one person says he doesn't know, it's as if he's not there, and you don't have a Sanhedrin, a 23 of 23 dayanim, and that's why you always have to add. And even though we know that you're not supposed to make a beis din shakel, an even beis din, that it could come out that it's split, you always have an odd number of dayanim. In this case, l'chatchila, we make a beis din shakel. To shailif, what would be if these two dayanim, they split, and you have, let's say, 12 say innocent, 12 say guilty, there's actually machlekes how to learn the Rambam, whether or not that would actually get him off the hook, and he'd be innocent in such a situation, or do you always need a rove of one innocent? Ad kama moisifin. So how many dinam do they add? Shnaim shnaim ad shivim ve'echad. Two at a time until they get to 71. Shloshim v'shisha mezakin u'shloshim v'chamisha mechayvin. If now, when you have 71, you have 36 of them say zakai and 35 say chayv, zakai, then he's zakai. Shloshim shisha mechayvin u'shloshim v'chamisha mezakin. What if you have 36 say chayv, 35 is zakai? Now you can't add dinam anymore. And therefore, donan elu keneged elu achiyira echem in a mechayvin divrei mezakin. They keep deliberating. The case of the Mishnah is that until the person that was initially thinking chayiv, he now agrees with the case to exonerate him and make him innocent. However, the Rav says it can go the other way too. You can have where now one of the people that's at zakai changed their mind to chayiv, and now you have a majority of two of chayiv. But the Mishnah is choosing a case to try to make him innocent, but it could go the other way too.